Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Thanks so much for making us part of your life every day, 9 into noon. We appreciate it. And we try to, even as we chug toward the holidays together, bring you people that can give you insight that you're not going to hear anywhere else, particularly with the back and forth of what you're concerned about. That's what I try to reflect. So we heard a really good call today, the tentative tax deal. I, can't say I'm thrilled with because I'd like to see broader cuts and all that. But I got to say, given the realities, given everything that's out there, I think they're doing a good job and they've arrived at something that in my mind, I would vote for, and I think works. But there is concern. We know that the top individual rate would go from 39.6%. You know, families at the one, I don't know how, what percentage, the top 1-2%, to 37%. But then how about the middle class brackets? What's the trigger going to be there? How about lowering that rather than the 25 that we've heard? The Senate had 6 brackets, the House. It's a little hard to keep track of that. So Ryan Costello has agreed to come on, and he should know exactly where they are or if these things, I know they're not set in stone, but I wanted to give you a good read of where they are so that you can decide whether you want to say yay or nay. Because suddenly, on Tuesday, really deep into the holiday season, they're going to be voting on part of this, and I guess a little bit later in the week, they pull it all together, and President Trump, I guess for the drama of it, would like to do it on Christmas Eve. I don't know if that's wise, if that'll get a lot of attention then or not, but that's where it's playing out. All right, let's go to Congressman Ryan Costello. Congressman, Merry Christmas, and thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, and thanks for Paul Ryan was very buttoned up, very brilliant. Don't know fully if listeners agree with him, but he was very good.
Well, obviously we're dealing with tax reform comprehensively. There's a lot of little pieces to it. It's obviously, and this is actually what the left is doing. They're pulling out little pieces and trying to make things sound bad, when if you look at the whole package, I really believe in looking at the data that the overwhelming majority of folks in my congressional district and across southeastern Pennsylvania are going to end up, taxpayers are going to end up with more money in their pocketbook at the end of every year and after tax season. And that is very important. We're either going to grow paychecks or we're going to grow government. And I think we should be growing paychecks.
Well, exactly. Now, one thing you were ahead of the curve, you were particular on, and with a wink and a nod told us, hey, there's going to be relief here, and I'm centering it on this. It appears to be, Congressman, deductions allowed for state and local income and sales taxes, as well as property taxes, will be in this tentatively, that's agreed upon, with a cap of $10,000. I, of course, would like to see where it is right now, but I get it, and I think this is a reasonable thing.
I agree with you. That was something that was a non-negotiable.
Right.
For many of us, you were on point with that very early on. And look, this has been a process, right? The legislative process, sometimes you find yourself at certain points along the line where you don't like the sound of things and you have to sort of work behind the scenes to push for what you want. And we were able to do that. And I credit, there were a bunch of us doing that.
Well, let's talk about an objection a listener had this morning. Or is this a knowable? And we thought you might know it, tentatively at least. We know about the 39.6 dropping to 37. Yeah. I certainly have no objection to that. Any taxes that are being cut, I'm always in favor of that. I believe in that. But what about the triggers now with the so-called middle class brackets? How many brackets now have been agreed to, first of all?
That Thank you for the question, and that's the one that I can't answer. But I will say this to you. It's going to look more like the Senate brackets than the House brackets, which is there's going to be more income tax brackets so that you get more tax relief for individuals. So I don't know the exact number. We'll know, just so you know, tomorrow late afternoon, I think that we get briefed on the specifics. Tomorrow late evening, it'll get put online. And then next week, the Senate will vote on this first, then they'll send it over to the House. But I believe that the tax brackets and the income thresholds are going to look more like the Senate bill than our bill. But the House bill will prevail on SALT. The Senate bill will prevail on individual mandate repeal, which, by the way, is, I would argue, it is. It's just a tax on low-income.
Right.
And the Senate bill will prevail, which I'm glad, on medical expense deduction, because you have a lot of senior citizens that do end up spending more than 8.5% of their adjusted gross income on medical expenses. There's a couple other things. But the short answer to your question is the Senate bill probably prevails on the number of income tax brackets.
So we realize we don't want to put you on the spot because this is a moving part and all. So that would mean like a 12% tax bracket would be one. Is that something in the ballpark?
Income tax bracket will be the same or very, very similar. What you're going to find is in that, once you start making, if you're a six-figure income family, then that's where the challenge has always been between like $1 and $300,000. And by the way, $300,000 is a lot of money. But you know as well as I do, there's a lot of folks that live on the main line that make that. And so that bracket in there is probably where you're going to see the Senate tax brackets take effect. And I might also add that that's also the income range where SALT, some people don't realize their full itemization on SALT. And so between the 10K on SALT plus having those tax brackets tightened up, that's where I think you get a reduced tax liability for folks in that income range. If you're making less than $100,000, our tax plan, either House or Senate, but certainly the hybrid bill that's going to come out, you will do much better under our plan.
I would tell you, in summary of all the calls I've gotten and all, you hit the sweet spot there. Those that are in, say, the 125, maybe a little bit higher than 100, to about 200 to 250, those are the people I identify that have called me that were the most concerned about what was going to happen with them.
And you know what? They are totally right, because that is a tricky spot when you start doing tax policy. But that's where the combination of SALT, the higher mortgage interest deduction, the lower tax liability, and the higher income threshold on the bracket all serve collectively to reduce tax liability for the overwhelming majority. But that's always been the tricky spot, because you know what, Dom? Some of those folks itemize, some of them don't. Some of them have to do ANT calculations, some of them don't. And that's why I think ultimately simplifying the tax code and taking some of the Senate provisions, that's where I think that we most cleanly will address the concerns of folks in that income range.
Let me give you a theoretical question here as all this comes down. I'm on board, as you know, with the 39.6 cleanly going to 37. I get it. Don't want to be punitive. Republican Party certainly shouldn't be class warriors. Why can't we just do the same thing with the tax bracket for the people that we talked about, lowering that cleanly by, well, this is, 2.6%?
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Well, I'm saying the bracket where these people make a family income 100 and a quarter to 250, why can't they get such a clean relief as happens with the upper income people?
Oh,
they will.
They will, and they do. That tax, both the income threshold will be higher.
Okay.
Get a higher rate, and the rate itself will be lowered. But having said all that, if those folks are itemizers, if you just looked at the $10,000 SALT, you could create a scenario where even with the reduced tax liability, their inability to itemize, they may look at it and say, because you hear this, Dom, you hear this. I ran this tax plan and I either end off a little worse or just a little bit better, and why, you know, all this for just that. And I think by doing what we've done here with what I think is going to be some additional tax brackets, it will address sort of that.
That's the biggest complaint. That's right there with listeners, I would say.
Hey, that's
been
my
the biggest.
District.
Well, exactly. By the way, I was surprised median income, you mentioned the main line. Ryan said that Pat Meehan's median family income is $136,000, and there's cities like Chester and all there. The main line must pull that up a lot. Yours was hefty, too. You know, solid middle to upper middle class, but $136,000 median household income, pretty good for Delaware County.
Well, you know, he's got Radnor down there.
Yeah. All right, so... listeners wanted to know why we have you here. If we can backtrack too on something we haven't talked about, you
sure.
voted against.
Before just one last.
Yeah, go ahead.
On tax, Nancy Pelosi thinks that when we pass the tax bill and give taxpayers money back, then it's going to be Armageddon. I would strongly disagree with that. The left's language on this and the fact that they think the world's going to come to an end is absolutely, totally ridiculous. And I would just. Moving forward over the next 8 or 9 months, once this bill gets passed, and I believe that it will get signed into law, and people actually look at the numbers, it's going to be incumbent upon me to go out and explain it and explain how it's going to be good for our country to create a healthier economy. And by the way, until I see the final details, I can't commit how I'm going to vote, but I feel that we're going to end up in a good place here. But there is so much misinformation manufactured on a daily basis by the National Democrats because they view this as their pathway to taking back a majority and giving Nancy back the gavel. So you wanted to shift on to another.
Yeah, but wait a minute. I want to underline that. I get that to your colleagues, too, though. My gripe is not with you, but with the overall. This has to be an all-out blitzkrieg of you and every other Republican to sell this because I'm sold. It makes sense. It makes every bit of sense, and I think it will work. But the willing henchmen in the media are going to make this. I'm surprised they came up with such a cliche.
.com every day, every single day. It's this might hurt these folks. This might hurt.
Right.
These. Every single day, like 3 or 4 articles. I'm like, be serious. Like this is a good.
It is not even, you know, something new and nuanced where you have to show a little bit of footwork on your part to push back on it. It's the same tired argument. This only helps the wealthy. That, you know, if they want to say it helps corporate America versus the individual taxpayer and debate that, is it out of proportion? Worth the argument, I think. But just to say this is about the wealthy.
Nonsense. If you're a family of four making $90,000 and you get $2,200 back in your wallet at the end of the year, that's a big, big, big deal. That's a family vacation. That's paying down credit card debt. That's very frustrating to me. And it's deeply offensive because this is about two things: helping middle income families out, giving them more of their paycheck back. And second, it's about global competitiveness. We are either going to create jobs here in this country or jobs are going to go to other countries because the tax is so much different. It's just plain as day.
Well, too, where I said advice, and I know you're aware of it, but colleagues, again, too, proving or the best evidence that we have, and Ryan did a good job with this, Ryan, which is proving that wage inequality will lessen here, we'll see some relief, or making a strong, compelling argument front on that. Right out of the box is the way to go.
I agree with you. And look, let's be clear. We saw what happened in Delaware County. In Chester County, first-time Democrats won any races since 17 – or first time the Republicans didn't win a county row office race they could have won since 1799. I'm going to be on offense all next year. And that's fine. I should be telling people what I'm for, what I'm voting for, and also rebutting some of this stuff out there. I mean, so – I welcome the challenge. I welcome the challenge.
Well, I would suggest if you have the budget, take a trip to China to the apparel firm. that from there, where your opponent seemed to make a lot of money.
She sure did, paying people 35 cents an hour, apparently.
Apparently. So the gun reciprocity thing, your vote, you were against that. I clearly would have voted for it. Why were you against it?
Because I think that someone living in West Virginia who has a concealed carry permit and doesn't have to go through the same permitting process in Pennsylvania, it's much less of a much less paperwork, much less scrutiny. I don't think that they should be coming to Pennsylvania and not follow the Pennsylvania concealed carry permit law. I think that what has to happen, and I have heard this, Dom, that you leave Pennsylvania and you go into New Jersey and it's a lot different, and that's where the Attorney General has to negotiate a reciprocity agreement with New Jersey to make sure that our law-abiding citizens are treated fairly and that they are not unconstitutionally infringed upon. I really studied that one very, very hard. I do understand that there's a difference of opinion on that. I saw my good sheriff, Bunny Welsh, this weekend. I know she's a good friend of the show. She said, Ryan, I love you. Stand strong, because a bunch of protesters took over my office last week. I disagree with how you voted on concealed carry, but at least you explained your position.
All righty. Very good. Well, Merry Christmas. Hope to see you before then, but thank you. Thanks for joining us, as always.
Hey, thank you very much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.